Friday, Erev Kippur. Thursday, Erev the Erev. That is, we are just 2 days before. The days of Teshuvah. I can speak about Teshuvah we'll say mainly the halachot of Kippur tonight. We know that the Torah said we must pass on Kippur. בעשור לחודש תענו את נפשותיכם. Didn't say only fast, said תענו את נפשותיכם. עינוי. הגמרא said, what's עינוי נפש? עינוי נפש means, as he said, do not eat, do not drink. That's called עינוי נפש. There is two things that's written in the Torah. Don't do מלאכה and לענות נפש, which means not to do melacha and not to eat and drink is from the Torah. But Chachamim said there is more. This is mahlokes, this is the Rabbanan, the Oraita, certain things. Rechitza, sicha, ne'ilat ha-sandal, tashmish ha-mitta. Rechitza, no, not to wash. Sicha, not to apply anything that like
washing
your ointment or anything on the body. The hair or any part of the body. Ne'ilat ha-sandal, not to wear leather shoes. Tashmish ha-mita, not to have any relations with his wife. The wife considered like nidda. In not touching, not being in bed together, even without tashmish, is not allowed. This is the things that are forbidden on Kippur. Now, comes questions many times. There are people, they tell them, all of a sudden, come a doctor, said, you have to eat. The question is, would be sakana or not? If it would be sakana, if he doesn't eat, of course he has to eat. Ele ha-mitzvot she-tzeva Hashem, asher yase otam ha-adam, v'chai bahem, ve'lo she-yamut bahem. The words to v'chai bahem in the Torah came to teach you by giving you the mitzvot. If the mitzvah will cause you death, I'm not giving you, you are free from this mitzvah. Which means, I'm giving it to you only v'chai bahem, v'lo she-yamut bahem. If a doctor comes to tell you, this is harmful for your health, then you violate the law and you do what you're supposed to do in order to save your life. Then comes the chodesh yeshbo sakana. A sick man that has sakana, you do not forbid him from doing the things of eating, drinking. How about Halesha and Bosakana? Halesha and Bosakana, if there is no danger, he should try to fast, not to eat, not to drink. And here comes sometimes the argument. Doctor said no. Question, is he a doctor religious or not? Can you rely on him or not? However, if the doctor is religious, definitely you listen to him. If the doctor is not religious, sometimes the irreligious doctor, sometimes he's bad, sometimes he's good. What is? So there is some people who are anti-religious. How can you rely on them? But all, they ignore religion altogether. But if he is a decent man, and that you have to listen to him. Even if he's not religious. It many times, today I got already 6 calls. Yesterday I got also a number of calls. Here there is a pregnant woman, here there is a man sick. I had to convince a woman to eat. Not to convince her to fast. I had to convince a woman that she has to eat.
Any pregnant woman has to eat.
I don't say that.
No, I know. That's why I'm asking.
I say there are cases. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes the doctors, they tell you, I had a woman that she already had 3 miscarriages, and she is pregnant now. And the doctor said that she will have problems, again, if she will not eat. Then I gave her the solution within the law. Eat that much and wait that much. And then, if not satisfactory, do that. Ask the doctor if this is okay. Then thank God. He said, yes. take a little only mouthful and wait 15 minutes. You can. The law doesn't require even 15 minutes. 10 minutes will be sufficient. And take 2 ounces. Don't take more. It's okay. That means there is certain things, certain restrictions, what to do in order that you will be able to consider fasting. If it is possible. If it's not possible, no. There is a woman who is 82, another one. She's 82. She can't not fast. She must fast. And the doctor said, it's dangerous for her to fast. I told him, how about? I asked the doctor. She'll take a little, yes, let her take a little of the time. Good. But she must have it. She's dehydrating, and the doctor told me, it's dangerous for her. I won't let her. But they say about Bisrael Solanta, he was in Europe. When he was in Europe, there was a plague something, and he ordered that the people should eat. They were sitting in a synagogue. No one would go to eat. They're in the Yom Kippur. They're in the synagogue. They don't get out. But everywhere he told them, you're allowed to eat. Go. Professor Solanta already gave a hint to someone, to his shamash over there. Don't get me what I told you. He went, they brought him the cake, put it on the table. The rabbi stood up, he took the cake, said, Baruch, Ata, Hashem, Vorei, Mineh, Mezonot, and he ate. Everybody saw the rabbi is eating. They all went to eat. All of that, you see, they left the synagogue, went home. Three. That means sometimes a rabbi said, it's a mitzvah to do it. I had a man, Alav Shalom, he passed away, Leon Lehman. He had a heart troubles. The wife came to me and said, impossible, he would not eat whatsoever. And I was Magandarin. I was praying, I finished, I ran right away to his house. It was a very, very bad heart problems. I said, how are you, Leon? Discussion report. Did you eat? He's smiling. No. Baruch Hashem already over half a day passed. Working. I said, no. The law requires that you should drink something. Lima. I said, no, Hacham, please. So, I told his wife, do me a favor. Go get me 2 glasses of milk. One for me, one for him. She went, she got 2 glasses of milk. I said, Leo, I am going to drink first, and then you will drink. I said, please, Chacham, don't. I said, no, I'm telling you. You want to drink? It's good. If not, I'll drink first. I said, no, I'll drink. He took, he said, shall I call, and he drank. I said, yeah, you can, certain times. You must do it. It's a responsibility, but I feel bad for him. He got used already, all his life. And my lady told me, Rabbi, for over 80 years I'm fasting, now you want me to eat? I said, yes, now God wants you to eat. Now God said, fast and get food, but you must eat on the day before. You must eat. Person comes and say, I want to fast 2 days. I said, no. If you eat, you're fasting. If you're fasting, you're making avera on the day before Kippur. But if you eat, you fasted 2 days. Because the reward you will get on fasting on Kippur, the same reward you will get for eating on the night of. Very simple, why God wants us. Simple thing. They want you to have your strength to be able to fast. God doesn't want you to kill yourself. That's a simple thing. Somebody say, oh no, when you eat one day and then you fast, you feel it more. Okay. But they have to eat on the Arab people. They say about one rabbi, you don't want to stop from learning Torah. How am I going to eat? I sit down to eat and say, learning Torah? The book said yes. It's a mitzvah to stop yourself from Torah and to eat on Yom Kippur. But he came with an idea. He bought a plate here. Here's the raisins, all of them. He's waiting. He wants to do both mitzvot at the same time. Not to have Bittul Torah. We say in the Bidui, Bittanu Talmud, Torah Techa. You know, when you say Bittanu Talmud, Torah Techa, the person must understand every minute that you can read, you don't read, it's Avera. Now, when a person makes Avon, he has double Avon. One that he did the Avon, and one even because he didn't learn Torah. He has to make the Shiva on both, on the Avon and on not learning Torah at that time. This how important when we say we do to understand what is B'tanah. We think Avon B'tul Torah is nothing. Really, even the Gemara, there is something surprising in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Im ro'eh adam she'yisurin ba'im adam. The person says that he has troubles. He's suffering in life. And he said, why do I suffer? And there is, look at that, this one is nothing in comparison to me, and this one. Yipashpesh b'ma'asa. Let him search in his actions what he does. He must find something wrong. They say about a rabbi who had this surin. They came to him. They told him, how are you? What's happening? He said, check on yourself. He looks at them. You suspect me? That I do something wrong? They tell him, what do you want us to suspect God? That he does it to you something for nothing? He told them, please, out with it. You heard something about me? Tell me the truth. And he said, yes. He said, what? You are not giving your worker on the field certain things that he deserves to get. So I have to give it? He stole so much from me. If he stole so much, you have to steal from him. Because he stole, you steal. And you, it tastes good, huh? I told him. He said, he accepted upon himself. Whatever they were telling him, he will have to give the work, he will give. That minute, he felt good. He got well. That means, you can't come and say, I'm good, why Hashem is doing this to me? Always there is a reason. We say, Hatsu tamim pa'odo, ki chodracha mishpat, el emuna ve'en aven, tzaddik ve'yashar. Don't try to be too smart. Whatever Hashem does is right. Of course, you're right. There is a person not as bad as the other one. You suffer, he doesn't. Already the Torah said, V'yadata ki Hashem Elokecha hu ha'elohim. As to know Hashem, that is Rahman, hu ha'elohim. He gives din. Ha'el ha'ne'eman. Shomer ha'berit v'ha'chesed o'haba v'shomareh mitzvotam v'elef do. He keeps their credit. Gives sometimes their credit to their children, to their grandchildren, to others. Umshalem le'soneav el panav David. And he gives a lot of good time to people who are rebelling against Hashem. Why? He pays them for something good that they have in life. El panav, when they are here in this world. For what? Le'ha'avido. At the end, he will have his destruction. There, at the very end, Gehinnom is waiting for him. With a very large gate for him they prepare. He's going there. Finish. He goes without any credit there. Because he already withdrew the credit over here. That's it. When there is a Sone'av, a Bellingham, they have some zechut, something. You give it to them here. But the man who has a good, there is something wrong. Give it to him here. Let him go there, enjoy it. That reward is much greater. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows to weigh everything. Never, never a person should think, Has v'shalom, there is injustice. In heaven, there isn't such a thing. Chabad HaLevavot tells a story. What is it? That the rabbi? So we, that someone came, appeared to him, and telling him what happens in heaven. What is, there is, in one sitting, they lived one who was a good man, one who was a wicked man. They both passed away on the same day. They went to heaven, the good man, the one, okay, bring his book. They started telling him, such a day you did this avon, you did this avon. He never in his life did such a avon. Yeah, there was that one, the lady lived in this, and you were there. I don't even go to that street. Doesn't understand what's happening. Da 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 da, one after another, and he never heard of them. Hey, okay, where does he have to go? To Gehinnom. The judgment came, he has to go to Gehinnom. He went there. They brought that, the better one. Okay? Such a day he did this mitzvah. He never knew it. You know that? The reward of that credit, they marked the credit. Another mitzvah, another son. He keeps quiet. Okay? I give him a lot of mitzvah. He worries what I will tell him, but I will work later. Come on, all the mitzvot. Okay, let's go to Gan Eden. They say, the Rishayim, that they are going to Gehinnom. They are Shomrei Shabbat. They bring them out of Gehinnom on Shabbat. And they are taking a walk in heaven. As they were taking Malachim going with him, he meets the other one that from his town sees him with Malachim, happy. Yeah. What happened to you? This one said, what happened to you? This one said, they brought me here, told me I did this mitzvah, which mitzvah, on such a day, in such a place. This the good man, he said, that's mitzvah, you did it. What is it? Yeah, okay, what else? This mitzvah. He says, all this mitzvah, that's his. And he's mentioning that they told him that, and at the end they took him to Gan Eden. So what happened to you? I came here, they opened the book, and said, I did this. The other one, listen, that's what he did. What happened over here? He started yelling. He said, there's a mistake over here. The good man said, a mistake. You want to say that in heaven they make mistakes? It's the word. Malachim, you doubt the honesty of this court over here? He's yelling, but what they say you did, I did. Yeah. Then came the exponent. Did you ever speak bad about this one? You say Lashon Hara? Yeah. You remember on such a day and such a day, this is what happened. The Chabad HaLevavot said, when a person speaks Lashon Hara on someone, the one that has the mitzvot, they switch them to the one that was spoken Lashon Hara on them. And the Averot of that one, they go to the one that spoke Lashon Hara on him. Can you imagine? Shema Yisrael, when a person reads this, who writes it? Chabad HaLevavot. Chabad HaLevavot, Rabbeinu Bahya, the philosopher. He writes this book, person can't understand. Can you imagine what it means when you speak about someone? I was about to say this story just before when I was in the meeting. I didn't say it, but imagine. It was in my mind and came out now. A person can never has a shalom say. El emuna ben aver tzaddik v'yasharon. Person must understand. Yepashpesh b'masa. He has to search in his own deeds. Pishpesh b'lo matza. Gemara said, if he checked, he didn't find anything wrong with himself. Yitle bebitul Torah. we will tell you what's wrong. He had sometime was able to learn to write and learn. He wasted certain time in his life. Maybe he was learning 23 hours a day, but 1 hour he didn't. He pays for that hour. Can you measure? The tutorah. But he learns 23. God gave us 24 hours a day. The person should think for himself, how much of these 24 hours do I learn Torah? And how much do I waste? Shema Yisrael. Rambam said, okay, they divide it for you for three parts. They give you 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleeping and eating and drinking, and 8 hours for Torah. Does a person really divide it this way? The way Rambam wants everybody to do? Well, some individuals, they would learn Torah 16 hours a day. Some individuals won't learn 8, they would learn 7.5. Really, does he do it or not? Let's figure. How much do we learn? How much do we give out of the day for learning Torah? The abon of the two Torah is a big abon. If a person would know what it means, abon to Torah, if you can, are able to learn Torah, you don't. Said, if a person, our Rabbi said, if a person said, Basuk, va'ahot lo tan timna, the whole day, he's learning Torah the whole day. But his words of Pasuk in the Torah. You read it, even if you repeat it all day long, you're learning Torah the whole day. Imagine how important it is that a person would know Shir Ma'alot, the son of Harim, by heart. And would walk on the train or in the car and would say Shir Ma'alot, son of Harim, at the time he is in the car, saying something. And this Shir Ma'alot is such a good segula that a person will use it. If a person will understand the meaning, pay attention to the words, especially. A person says, I look over, we're from, I'll get help. That means he's searching for someone to help him. But there is another meaning to it. Arim are the fathers of Am Yisrael. Who are they? Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. I lift my eyes. They ask all the Ribono Shel Olam for their credit. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, help us, are my fathers. Zechut of my fathers be. If you are paying attention to this, that you believe they are the fathers, that they have a zechut for you, and you pray because of them, me'ayin. You know who is Ma'ayin? From Hashem. Hashem is called Ayin. V'ahachma me'ayin t'matzeh. What means Ayin? Why do you call him Ayin? What's Ayin? Nothing. That means you can't give any image to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No human being can give any kind of image to him. Ayin, there isn't. You can't. Because once you put some kind of an image, you're Hasv Shalom, already kofer. There isn't. Ein lo demut aguf, ve'eno aguf. What is ein lo demut aguf, ve'eno aguf? He has no resemblance of body, and he is not a body. There was one great rabbi said, if you say he doesn't have even resemblance of body, what you can that he is not body? What do you say? You should say eno aguf. The end of the mutter, not the opposite. So now he said, you don't understand. God created the world and created two types of creations. Some they have goof. Some they were created without goof. And the one that's created without goof is Malach. Oseh Malachav Ruchot, Mesharetav Eshlohet. David HaMelech said. The Malachim are Ruach, no goof. Or fire, nothing. There is no goof. And the Malach is called a no goof. The Malach is called a no goof. And the human being called goof. En lo demut, he doesn't have resemblance, not of goof, and not of eno goof. Not the way we read it. En lo demut a goof, ve eno goof. And he's not a bino. He doesn't have resemblance, not of a body, not of one that was created without a body, which is a Malach. that's a very, very sharp understanding of that sentence. That Rav Shalach, they call him Shnei Luchot HaBerit. He wrote a book called Shnei Luchot HaBerit. He explained this. And I saw from him different things that he writes. You can't imagine what a man is sharp and wise. Gives you certain things so deep. And this, that means we have so much to go to learn, and that there are some rabbis who say now Kippur comes right away. This day between Shabbat Kippur, they read the whole Gemara Yoma. A few days, and now they read. Not the way we read. They read it very deep. And then, how could they finish the whole Gemara Yoma in a few days? They finish with the Kippur, Sukkah. From Kippur to Sukkah, they finish Masechet Sukkah. How would they do that? I used to have a rabbi in Yerushalayim, Rav Shalom, a big Gershon Lapidot. It's a great guy. He used to learn the whole Talmud every year and a half. In 1 year and a half, he finishes. And every year and a half, he makes a Yom Talmud. They used to insist, he makes a Yom, come people, and he used to insist that he comes, and Allah Shalom be the Tzadka comes, and he used to ask me to come. And he insists that we should speak first, and then he will speak. And he comes, he gives such a pilpul. And all that we call it Hararim Ateloyim B'Sa'ara. Mountains, he made them, based them on a piece of har. The pilpulim that he makes of Dikdukim and everything, and Gemara, and Rashi, and support, and unbelievable. And now that's speaking something easy. It goes very deep. This is the how they learn Torah. It's unbelievable. This, what does it mean, Betul Torah? Betanu Talmud Torah Techa. We come here, Bedui, I'll tell you the truth. I don't like that they say Bedui Agadol, the whole month. Why? It has no meaning anymore. In Eretz Israel, they say the Bidur Gadol once, on Kippur only. Once a year. But they don't do it every day. That is because it becomes not, there's no feeling anymore. When you say it on Kippur, just you say it in the middle of Elul, talking, reading it. There was more meaning when they did it once on Kippur. Kippur, when they prayed Musaf, they said Bidui Agadol, everybody was crying, they paid attention to the Bidui. One Avira will apply to me, one Avira will apply to him, one Avira will apply to him. The person comes, has a meaning to it. But otherwise, it becomes already something that the tongue got used to say it one day after another. There was more of a feeling to say Bidui Agadol once a year. But this is, you can change it. Shema Yisrael, if you don't say Bidui Agadol, you're skipping the Selichot. What are you doing? I did, in Lawrence, when I did Selichot, I did without Bidui Agadol. Everybody looked at me, what am I doing? Changing? This was, I believe, it's not good that it becomes accustomed to it. Anyhow, I'll go to the laws as fast as possible because it's on my side. So, and I didn't realize. Was it a bit time? No, okay. Okay, doesn't matter. One of the things that a person must know he has to do on Arab Kippur. Oh, you got work in my jacket. One of the things a person must do on Arab Kippur, remember what the Pasuk said. Mishnah said, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, letaher etchem mekol hatotechem lefnei Hashem tetaru. Meaning of the word, that on this day, speaking about the day of Kippur, כעשור לחודש, עוד אני אסב, כי ביום הזה יכפר עליך. הקדוש ברוך הוא going to forgive your wrongdoing. יכפר עליכם. כי ביום הזה יכפר עליכם מכל חטאותיכם. From all your wrongdoing. לפני השם, how come before השם, purify yourself, that means ask forgiveness. ורבי עקיבא עשה נא. כי ביום הזה יכפר עליכם לטהר אתכם. But what? To purify you from what? כל חטאותיכם בפני השם. עוונות that you do between you and God. But between you and your fellow man, it's up to you. First you have to make up with him. What make up? You cheated him in business. You go and ask him forgiveness. Ask him forgiveness. What do you think would be enough? First give him back what you took from him. And then ask him forgiveness. And sometimes you didn't take anything. But you annoyed him. You bothered him. And you have to ask forgiveness from that person. Said, but I didn't do anything to him. Sometimes, una'at divarim, it's worse than una'at mamon. You think you didn't take anything from him? It's not. On this you have to make the shuva even more. Why? A person takes it lightly. So, after all, I didn't take anything from him. What's a big deal? He doesn't have the feeling of feeling that he did anything wrong. But because he doesn't have the feeling, he has to make the shuva on this even more. Rambam said, Ya'azov rasha darko ve'ish'aven mahshevotav. He said, sometimes there are certain things that even if you don't do, it's worse than the things that you do. Why? Because what you are telling somebody else, I didn't take anything from him, you don't care about making the Shuvah. At least the Shuvah will never be perfect. The Shuvah. Even if you do say, okay, I bothered you, I'm sorry, you don't mean it too much. When you took something, you know I have to give it to him. Yeah, you don't feel like I have done something. So this needs teshuva more than the other one. That's the words of Rambam, Nalachot Teshuva. Therefore, when it comes Erev Kippur, the first thing that a person did was a custom in Eretz Israel. Even in Magen David, here when we were in Magen David, the rabbi used to stand up. I remember Rabbi Kassin, I used to do it myself many times. So gentlemen, before we start Kanegah, everyone must accept upon himself to forgive each other. If you forgive each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. Everyone said, the year, Ani mohair lechol adam, sha'asa is a davar negdi. He wants to say it, in Magen David. We did it because now it's Israel, they did that always. Which means they have to accept upon themselves that they are forgiving each other. Then, עבירות שבין אדם לחברו, אין יום הכיפורים מכפר עד שיפייס את חברו. This is the ערב כיפור, what should be done. The person should say, this man did something wrong to me. A man who is doing something wrong has to go to his fellow Jew and ask him, forgive me. If he doesn't want to forgive him, he should take 3 men with him and appeal to him in front of them, forgive me. If he doesn't, he should repeat it again. He has to repeat it 3 times. And then he will ask forgiveness of Hashem. If he says no, he doesn't have the obligation anymore to go. But the one who does not forgive is doing Avirah. He has to forgive, because if he wants Hashem to forgive him, he has to forgive his fellow man. Suppose a man is not in the city. I did something wrong to him and he's not here, in a different town. He should send somebody, send a letter to them, somebody over there, go speak on my behalf to that one. If a man is not living anymore, you have to go to his grave, ask and take 10 men with you. This man, I did something wrong to him, I want to ask forgiveness in front of him. This is what the law is. That the man has to ask mom, the man in the grave, mevakesh seliha, to ask forgiveness. We have a custom, every time that a person passes away, we stand, we make hatara. After we make hatara to the man, because maybe he has certain avon, he didn't make hatara, they ask forgiveness from him. Everybody around, they ask forgiveness. And we say also, we forgive him in case it is done. Then that means the met, they ask forgiveness from a man, and they do forgive him. I says, comes out of Kippur, this is one of the duties that a person has to do on Kippur. There is achila u'shtiya, that he eats. He has to ask forgiveness from his fellow Jew. There is din of Malkut. What's Malkut? They used to come in Isle of Kippur. They come to the mikveh on Magen David. Make tevila, mitzvah to make tevila, Isle of Kippur. To be mitahel, even though that we don't have tahara legamre, but there is certain tahara because there is no hazayah today. Or para aduma. But there is tahara of tevila from tumat keri, from different tumat, that will be good. Then when they come to the tevila, before the tevila, they used to come, hold the tevila, pick up the shirt, say, Rama, come, give me Malkut. Rama can't, he takes the belt, Vehu, Rahum, Yechaper, Havon, Velo, Yashid, Verba, Tashib, Apo, Velo, Ya'ir, Kol, Hamato. There is 13 words over there. 3 times, or 39, Malkut. Rama wasn't a stupid man. He did not take it out to kill him. But this is a symbol only for Malkut. They used to do Malkut. They said a story about that the Shamash was giving Malkut to everyone. Then came the rabbi, told him, give me Malkut. Has v'shalom. I will give you Malkut, rabbi. Who am I to give you Malkut? He said, then who will give me? He said, Hashem will give you. they make the Malkut to be saved from that Malkut.
He won't be so mighty.
The old Malkut of the Shemash comes to save him from the Malkut from heaven. He tells him, you will get it from heaven. No.
Any special beracha or any amount of time to tevilah before you go to the...
No beracha.
And no...
Tevilah will add beracha.
And for Yom Kippur, there's no amount of time special? 7 times or 9 times?
No, Kabbalah, they say. Some they say 5 times, some they say 7 times, some they say many more. Don't go to the Hasidut of the Hasidim of the Kabbalah. It's enough if you make it. 3 times is good enough. God bless you, would be enough to be tahor on.
Rabbi, does the Shofar Aruch say Yachol it full for Yom Kippurim? He says Yachol, no? Is it mitzvah? Right. In the Shofar Aruch, does he
not
say...
Not Yom Kippurim, Erev.
Erev, yeah. Does he say Yachol or does he say...
No, he said mitzvah it full.
He said mitzvah.
Yeah. Not Chava. He said mitzvah. And this is not Yachol, not maybe even the word mitzvah. Maybe he said Tov L'Tvor. I don't remember the language of the Shulchan Aruch now.
But it's not Chovah. It's a mitzvah, but it's not Chovah.
No. But it's good. This is, some people, they make tevilah every day. Many people. That we used to have Rabbi Bik. He used to be in 20th. He had a synagogue. And a very elderly man, if you see the P, you heard Shekhina. He used to come every day to Magen David to make tevilah, including Shabbat. And sometimes he comes, nobody's there. I ordered Arama, said, you must leave this, because every day, okay, you give him a key, he will open it. But Shabbat, impossible. Tell him, leave the door open for Rabbi Bik. He used to leave it. He comes, makes a tevilah, and he goes. There are some people that make tevilah every day, including Shabbat. I'm not asking everybody to be this Hasid. We say once a year, Arab Kippur. So, and mitzvah, every holiday to go to التبيلة. بدون بيت المقدس حياب أدم لتهير عصمه بغيك. Why? He cannot go into بيت المقدس without التبيلة. But today we don't have بيت المقدس. There is no حبا. But there is a مسبح. Since the war going always to التبيلة before the holiday, they do it. Now anyhow, there are certain things on the Erev Kippur that a person should do, especially, most important, vidui. Vidui is, we read this mitzvah and say in the Torah, vidui devarim, that in his word he should say, confess, that I did wrong. Where do we learn it? In Chumash Bamidbar, Parashat Naso. Sutton, ve'etvadu et haddatam asher asu. A person that's Hamabon, he must say Vidui when he brings the Korban, Hatat. If he doesn't say Vidui, he's abolishing Mitzvat Ase. He must do Mitzvat. We see that Vidui is in the Torah. And therefore, they come when they say in Kippur, one of the most important part of the prayer is Vidui. In Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol used to make Vidui three times. First he makes vidui for himself. Then he makes vidui for himself and all the Kohanim. And then he makes vidui for all Am Yisrael. Because it's Korbanot that they come by the Kohen. It's Korbanot that they come by the people. The Korban that of the Kohen, he makes vidui on himself. And also he makes vidui on all the Kohanim. They say in the Gemara, Kashet Atzmach, Lahakach Kashet Ahavim. Clean yourself, and then you clean others. That's why they say when a person makes Netilah in the morning, he should not make Netilah from someone who did not make Netilah. The other one will pour water on his hand, and he did not make Netilah yet. But the one that made Netilah water can make Netilah to others. Ve'ezeh ha-tahor al-tameh. Pasuk. Not ve'ezeh ha-tameh al-tameh. Therefore that means First, he has to be clean, then he can make others clean. You make vidui for yourself, after you are clean, then you make to others. These are the mitzvot of Erev Kippur and mitzvot of Kippur. If you pay attention, on Kippur, there's 26 times they say, v'yavor, there's El Melech, Selichot, that, all together, there's 26 times. 26, that's the number of Hashem. That's why they say Vayavor 26 times. The most important part of the prayer of Kippur is Seder HaAvodah. What's the Seder HaAvodah? Because we believe, Mashalema Farim Sefatero, the Avodah of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim was the most important part for the Jewish people. Because he used to enter and pray for the Jewish people. Some Kohanim, they were lucky if they came out alive. If he doesn't deserve it, he would die and they would pull him with certain strings that they have in his legs. They don't go in. But was it the time that Israel were good? The time Israel were not good. They say there was a time that 300 Kohanim served when 80 served in Beit Rishon, Beit Sheni, 300 Kohanim because they were dying, many of them. Measure. Why? Because they didn't deserve to be there. And sometimes the people do not deserve that this thing, miracle, would happen. The people were good and the Kohen wasn't good, he would die of that. Otherwise, they don't deserve that the Kohen went. Because there was a time that Kohanim used to be Kohanim by politics. What do you call politics? Money. There were give money to that one, appoint this one, appoint this one. They wanted, they were appointed, but like today there was also in recent generations, in many places, rabbis were appointed by bribe. Who appointed the rabbis? Government. Government endorsed him to be. Government wanted someone to their side. Or money, or something, that they wanted that he should impose something on the people, what they wanted. And this is, they call them Rabbanim Mitam. Rabbanim Mitam, and since the Rabbanim were appointed by the order of the kingdom, of the rulers of the country. That means sometimes it's not, and sometimes Rabbanim are good. There was a time in Babel, there was Nasi and Abedin. Sometimes the Nasi was a great man and the Abedin was a great man. But sometimes what? The Abedin was a great man, Nasi wasn't a great man. Only because he is appointed, endorsed by the government. They endorse someone who doesn't deserve it. It always brought friction between the Nasi and Abedin. The Abedin was straight by the law. And the Nasi wanted to play politics with the government. This is how, throughout the generations, and we see it today. We have a young man from America, he went to Israel. Oh, he came with a new idea. He wants to make peace in Eretz Israel. He said, we should appoint a Beit Din. One will be Orthodox, one conservative, one reform. He came from America.